Fred Film Radio, Rome Film Festival, Italy.
Fred Film Radio, this is Chiara Nicoletti from the red carpet of the third day of Rome Film Fest, the 14th edition. Tonight, Downton Abbey is premiering. We're waiting for the director, the producers, and the cast: Imelda Staunton, Michelle Dockery, Jim Carter. Well, one of the things that we love the most about Downton Abbey is that we feel that there's a family and also there's teamwork. Is it the same atmosphere that you felt on set?
Definitely. I mean, we are honestly like a family. And when we came back after 3 years together, it was as if we'd never been away. We're like a family without any problems. It's good.
What do you think that we love Downton Abbey so much? Are we nostalgic in a way?
I don't know. I think it's partly because it's universal stories. But I also think it's about connectedness. We all need to feel we're connected with one another. And I think it doesn't matter on outside appearances. Everyone cares about each other. And we are all the same. So,
how did you manage to make it also so pleasant to watch and to enjoy, even in those little details?
I think it was partly because we took a decision very early on to make it have a contemporary feel, because it's not that long ago. You know, our parents and grandparents remember those times. And I think that it helps invite people in, and they feel, I think the way it's shot it's not like you're looking through a keyhole. It's actually you're in the place with them. And I think that means we all feel that we're in it together, you know, whichever side of the camera we're on. That's why.
I totally agree. Thank you so much and good luck for tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Chiara Nicoletti, Fred Film Radio. We love the most, or one of the things that we love the most about Downton Abbey is the feeling of being in a family, you know, a teamwork. Was it the same feeling that you breathed on set?
Definitely. We've all been working on this now so long. From the creation of the original idea for the TV series is now well over 10 years ago now, so we've lived with it for a long time. And the actors felt when they came back for the movie after a break for a few years, like an old family, you know, members of a family coming back together. So the thing I would say to the fans is we love making the show, and we love making the movie. All the characters that the fans love in Downton Abbey, they're very good friends and they have a great time making it.
Why do you think that we love Downton Abbey so much? Are we nostalgic about the past, or some principles or moral codes or loyalty?
I think we are. I think all of the things you said are correct. I think that the show has a very recognizable environment. It's this English castle. It's about the aristocracy and the class system. It has a very English sensibility and sense of humor. There's a lot of humor in it. But also there's romance. There's old-fashioned romance that people love. There's a high-stakes drama, almost at times, you know, melodrama. And at its heart, it's about a family. And in a family, there's some members of the family we like, we don't like. We're in competition with them. We love them. We respect them. We hate them. All of these emotions we feel within a family. And I think that's what people get from Downton most of all.
Thank you so much. And good luck for tonight.
Thank you.
We know why we love Downton Abbey, but why do you love it?
I love it because it's a world of people who all are invested in each other. Wherever they fit in the hierarchy of the world, whether they're part of the family or they're their servants, they all feel invested in bringing honor to Downton and in each other, so that the family feel like they're servants to the house and the estate, and the servants feel like they're part of the family. And I think today people feel very separated in their worlds, and that's a not just nostalgic idea that people care about each other who are different than them, but really a kind of optimistic one and idealistic one.
I asked the producers the same thing. Did you manage to make this such a pleasant experience for the audience? We feel we are there. A pleasant experience for the audience. We feel we are there. We are, like, in a way, members of that family, of that big family.
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's the magic of it, too, is that so many people have told me that they felt like it was seeing old friends they hadn't seen in a long time. And we did want that. We wanted some new things to feel that it was elevated and that it was more cinematic, the music, the cinematography, the settings, the just the situations, this possible spectacle of it. But we knew that at the heart of it, if it wasn't about all those characters we had grown to feel a part of, that it wouldn't matter.
Thank you so much. Good luck for tonight. Chiara Nicoletti, Fraffin Radio. So I was thinking that nowadays we have so many different kind of strong women, and I would say that Lady Mary fits perfectly in what we need today.
Sunshine. Yes, she does, yes. And I've loved playing her. Yes, she's incredibly strong, and she's a real multifaceted character. And I've loved her playing her journey over the years. But yeah, she certainly is. She's a modern woman for the time. I love hearing that she is an inspiration.
What do you think that will out Downton Abbey so much? What do you think will out Downton Abbey so much? Are we nostalgic about some?
I think that people, there's still an appetite for Downton, and I think, you know, at the heart of it, I think it is, it leaves you with a very warm feeling. You know, it's about family, it's about love. You know, among all the other ingredients, I think it really is something quite universal. And they're very sort of touching characters that people really relate to.
How did you feel that those moments that were very moving for us with Maggie Smith?
Well, that was a very special scene, and I love working with Maggie. You know, it's a privilege and has been for so many years. But that particular scene, because of the content of it, this sort of idea of passing on the baton, was very, very special, and it was, something I'll never forget.
Thank you so much. Good luck for tonight. Chiara Nicoletti, Five Free Radio. First of all, I admire you so much, so it's an honor for me to talk to you. So how did you manage to fit perfectly in this world? I know you knew it, but you're such a great character.
Well, I think it's always in the writing. If the writing is good enough and your storyline is strong, and I was lucky to have a good, strong storyline, and because I suppose our story is slightly outside the family, so it wasn't like I was becoming a member of staff or becoming a member of the family per se, that she came in and she left. And I think it was very good to play a strong character, and so I was very lucky in that respect.
She's a woman that is taking a second chance to show courage, because she feels that she didn't do it before.
Yeah, I think, well, I think she was courageous before. She had to be. She had to absent herself in order to, I can't give too much to the story away, but I think she has been strong in the past, and then she sort of got a bit just sort of weighed down in her life, and now something has to happen at this point, and she has to face it, and she does.
The world surrounding Downton Abbey obviously is it's more of a fable, you know, that. But still, what would you like to keep of that world?
I think the world of Downton Abbey is, of course, a romantic view. But what I think is very loud and clear, both upstairs and downstairs, is people's sense of honour and decency and duty. If you say you're going to do something, you do it. And maybe carrying on traditions are important if they're good traditions. I don't particularly believe in aristocracy and the lower classes and the upper classes. I do believe in people being treated fairly. And I think Downton Abbey tries to do that. And I think today, you know, and this film will give people 2 hours of being feeling safe in a world where people sort of, you know, do the right thing.
I love that. Thank you so much. Chiara Nicoletti, Reverie Radio.
The music stopped.
Yeah,
hello.
Yeah, we're radio. Yeah. So your character represents so many values that we are nostalgic about. What do you think?
No, I absolutely agree. I mean, Mr. Carson stands for decency, for honesty, for respect, for tradition. He's very upright. He's a very honourable man. And I think, certainly in our country, I can't speak for Italy, I think people are missing honourable men. I think we need there's a lack of respect, and there's a feeling of being upset at the moment. So I think that's one of the reasons why people like going to see this movie. They can relax into a world where everything seems safe.
Thank you so much. Grazie. Thank you. We were very lucky tonight because we just interviewed cast, producer and director of Downton Abbey premiering at the 14th Rome Film Fest. And that's it for tonight. I'll see you tomorrow on Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.